Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode, we are going to focus on damage limitation for the Christmas. We are only less than a week away from the Christmas period, and I can't speak for everybody, but I know this tends to be a lot looser of a time with nutrition, with training. It's a lot more coming together with your family. There's events on, Christmas parties, and not to mention Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Stephen's or Boxing Day, New Year's Eve. So it's a big cluster time of parties and food and drink. So I've got a lot of questions on my Snapchat about how to do damage limitation over the Christmas. So I said I would do a full episode for the podcast on it. So if you're not following my Snapchat, BrianK019, most of the ideas actually for the podcast come in via my Snapchat, and all the questions from the show come in via Snapchat. So BrianK019, make sure to follow me on there. So today's episode, we're just going to talk about how to do damage limitation. I know myself that every Christmas, I have the best intentions. I always say I'm going to do all my training sessions during the Christmas, and I'm going to not eat all the chocolate that's in the house, and I'm going to not drink as much mulled wine as I normally do. And then every time it comes and every time Christmas lands, I end up eating loads of chocolate and drinking loads of mulled wine and missing training sessions. The last couple of years, I've got a little bit of a better system in place, and I've got this system in place with my people in my online program. So I'm going to share some of those tips now, because this has supported me massively over the last, say, 3 years. Since I moved back from London, I've started implementing these strategies and tips, and I found that they've actually massively kept down my damage limitation over the Christmas, so that you can have the best of both worlds. You can enjoy your food, have your few drinks, not worry about missing training sessions, and still not rebound massively so that you've got to throw everything against it in January because you've put on, you know, half a stone or whatever it is over the Christmas period, which isn't completely uncommon. So number one, the nutrition side of things. The system that I have found works best for me over the Christmas is I'm not much of a flexible dieter. I'm not much of a 90-10-80-20 guy anymore. I personally find that the way my body works is I'm better either just not having processed foods or sugars and things like that, because I tend to find that the floodgates open as soon as I have a chocolate bar. If I have one, I want 10. And then I'm fighting the urge to not have the entire box of roses or the entire box of celebrations after I have a couple. So I generally find during the year, for me, I'm better off just not having it at all, or else I'll have some ice cream with Holly at the weekend, and that tends to be just what I'll do for my free meal. But in terms of Christmas, there's just boxes of chocolates and boxes of sweets all around the house. It's very, very, very hard to avoid them. So what I normally do is I normally work with a 90-10 or 80-20 this time of year. So I know I go out to my mum and dad's, and they live out in Connemara, so we're out in the middle of nowhere, but there's got to be enough chocolate to feed, you know, starving nations that just seem to be circulating the house around this time. So what I normally find is, one, out of sight, out of mind. I generally don't have any until I've done a training session that day, and then I let myself be looser for the last 20% of the day. So I try and keep all of my meals on point up till, say, 7 or 8 p.m., and then I'll have what I want after the 8 p.m. period. I find this works really, really well for actually everybody that I've applied it with, because what happens during Christmas is you get up in the morning, you might have your first meal, and then you start snacking during the day, and then before you know it, you're 3,000-4,000 calories over your normal amount because you've been snacking on chocolate and snacking on biscuits and snacking on different high calorie foods that you wouldn't normally eat during the year. So what I normally find is literally just put yourself a time gap where you're not having any of these foods, and then allow yourself the later half of the day to have whatever it is you want in terms of your chocolates, your biscuits, your mulled wine, whatever it is. I'm going to talk about how I combine that with my training, you know, in a couple of minutes. But in terms of the nutrition style, I found that 80-20, 90-10 works amazingly well for me over this Christmas period. Normally, again, this is a system that some people will work well during the year. Now, I know people are massive fans of flexible dieting. I've done flexible dieting for years. It worked really well. But I actually find that I feel my best, my brain is clearer, and I have more energy when I don't do that during the year. But I find over the Christmas period, it works so much better for me. And there'll be some people that are listening to this podcast that follow an 80-20, 90-10, where you have 10% leeway or 20% leeway on your nutrition at all times. And that works really well for you. So I'm just saying maybe cap that at a time so that you're not 80-20 during the day and the floodgates don't open during the day. That being said, some people can have a chocolate bar at 1 p.m. and not have anything again for the rest of the day and just have their normal meals. But I can only speak as myself that when I get a taste for those foods, the floodgates tend to open and I tend to not be able to control it as well as if I just left it till later in the day. So in terms of nutrition, try and keep a cap, whatever works for you. If you find you're normally going to bed a little bit later, you know, you're going to bed at 1 o'clock, 12 a.m., 1 a.m., you might be better to push it up to like 8 p.m. and then have whatever you want from 8 p.m. Or if you're someone that's going to bed at your normal time, you know, you might cut your cap at 5 p.m. or whatever it is. In terms of how I overlap that with training then, I try and keep the last 3 years, the biggest difference for me, and I've held a lot of shape and most of my condition over the Christmas period by just implementing these two strategies. And the other one has been trying not to skip my training sessions or doing fasted training sessions in the morning over the Christmas period. So for those of you that aren't too familiar with the west of Ireland, Connemara is where I'm actually building my house. I intend to be out that position, out there long term. I live in a town of, you know, 200 people. I grew up with, you know, my neighbors were still a, you know, half a mile walk away. And I live in the city now, and I've lived in California and I've lived in London, and they always say you'll return to your roots. And I love the living in a valley and not being, literally just being disconnected from the world. We don't even have fast internet out where my mum and dad are. But in terms of training, I'm nowhere near a gym. I'm an hour away from the closest gym, and that's driving, an hour drive away from the closest gym. Sometimes over the Christmas period, the roads get bad, so you can't drive. So I will do my training sessions at home, and I'll do fast, high-intensity workouts first thing in the morning. So for example, the people in my online program, the strategy I've given them is the body weight workouts that are in the home version of the program, they're body weight high intensity workouts. I've told them to do either 20 to 40 minutes, so either do it once or double it over for 40 minutes. Do it twice first thing in the morning when you're fasted. What'll happen here is because you've been eating the night before, and say for example you've been eating the sugars and biscuits and mulled wine, your glycogen levels are going to be so full that you're going to be able to train fasted the next morning and feel perfectly fine during your workout because you've filled up those glycogen stores. Your glycogen is your stored carbohydrate. Your body will store carbohydrate. Any excess glycogen then gets converted back to the liver and gets converted to body fat. It's one of the ways we add up body fat from too many carbs. But if you train fasted the next morning, those glycogen levels are so full, you have an energy source, a full tank of petrol or gas or diesel that your body can use that following morning. So what I generally do over the Christmas period is, knowing that I've loaded up on sugary foods and chocolate and mulled wine and things like that the night before, I will normally go and just do my fasted HIIT session in the morning. So for example, I live out in a farm, so I've been known to put workouts together with, and I put this up on my Facebook and it'll be on my Snapchat I'm sure this year, with tire flips and tire hits and sprints. And for example, this year I'm going to be doing the workouts for my home workout program. So my 20 to 40 minute HIIT sessions that are in the home workout plan that I can do body weight inside. Anything that gets your heart rate up and gets tension on the muscle and depletes some of that glycogen levels. What'll happen at least is you'll at least balance yourself out. You're not going to probably lose any weight over the Christmas period, but you're not going to gain an excessive amount. So what happens to people is, they normally will load up on foods over the Christmas period and not train. So what happens with all that glycogen, it all gets converted back and your body will transport it back to the liver and it'll get converted to body fat. And that's how people have a massive weight increase over the Christmas period. I found this has just balanced me out. So if you keep your training coming right into the Christmas, I normally find that I start to lay off around the 19th, 20th of December. So this episode goes out on the 19th. Around the 19th or 20th of December is when I start to kind of cool down my strictness and my normal lifestyle, because you're out home, you're visiting friends, you're visiting family, and you just don't have your normal foods, you don't have your normal routine. And then I tend to go back on it the day after Boxing Day or the day after Stevens's Day, and I kind of try and get myself back with a couple of hard sessions in the lead into the new year, and that tends to work really well for me. So new year hits, and I'm already kind of back into semi-decent shape, and you're back at baseline coming into the new year, so that you're not, you know, carrying around an extra half a stone coming into the 1st of January. So what I have found has worked really well for me is doing those fasted sessions in the morning and combining it with my strictness of my nutrition after a certain point in the day. So I'll keep all my normal foods. The other little tip that I offer for nutrition is I tend to drop my carbohydrates way down on these days, knowing that they're going to be spiked up at nighttime. So I'll normally have, you know, chicken and broccoli during the day. I'll have almonds, I'll have pumpkin seeds, I'll have different sources of fats and protein, but I keep my carbs way down because I know I'm going to be hitting way above my carb intake with sugary foods later in the evening. So I found that has worked really, really well for me, combined it with my fasted session in the morning. The supplements then, I tend to keep my normal supplement routine all over the Christmas. I'm not as strict and I don't take my creatine and my branched-chain amino acids at the same time, but I tend to keep most of the ones in place. I will use my green tea extract and my L-carnitine tartrate fasted every morning before my fasted workout. And that works really, really well for me. I know my green tea extract is going to keep my metabolism elevated. I know my L-carnitine is going to help push some of the fat to the front of the queue. And I'm going to be able to burn through some of that glycogen during my workout. So I tend to keep those supplements in all the way through. And that helps me tremendously. So what I would offer anybody to try and do, if you're trying to minimize and damage limitate anything over the Christmas, and this goes whether you've got Christmas parties, whether you've got sessions where you're going out drinking alcohol, the same thing applies in terms of training fasted, limiting your food. The only difference I would make there is if you're going out on a heavy night out, I tend to not have all the sugary foods and I'll have one or the other. I'll go out and have my drinks and have my night out, or I'll have my excessive eating at home. I don't tend to combine both, where I'll eat all the chocolates in the celebrations box and then go out and have 10 pints in the bar. So I tend to pick one over the other, and that tends to work really well for me, and I'll still do the fasted workout every morning, whether I've been out for drinks or whether I've been just overeating on food, and it tends to get me back to baseline. I also find that that dopamine and serotonin kick first thing in the morning stops me reaching for those foods till later on in the day. So that really helps me and supports me. So hopefully over your Christmas period, it's going to be a massive help in terms of damage limitation for you. Okay, question from Anya Kotz on Snapchat. How do you get the balance of enjoying Christmas without undoing all the progress? So hopefully the tips in this episode will have helped you massively. My biggest advice would be to get your nutrition and training on point over the Christmas period so that you don't go from 100 miles an hour to doing absolutely nothing. That's where people fall back and then undo progress. The reality is, you're not going to undo that much progress in a week. Like, you will feel fat and you'll feel sluggish and you'll feel bloated if you take a week off training and a week off eating well. But what's a lot of that weight gain and a lot of that feeling horrible is down to an increase in sodium levels in the body, glycogen stores being too full, and a spillover and a lack of sugar sometimes can make you what they call dopamine resistant. It's where the dopamine and serotonin are your happy hormones in your brain, and having too much sugar can make you dopamine resistant. It means that your body can actually be less productive and less equipped at producing dopamine to make you feel happy if you're eating too much sugar. I can't remember what book I read it in. I think it may have been, I can't remember, was it the Bulletproof Diet or was it one of Patrick Holford's books on sugar? But he spoke about dopamine resistance, and it's really, really interesting that when you eat too much sugar, you can make yourself really dopamine resistant. So what can happen is you can feel so much worse because you don't really feel happy about the way you look. So on top of the excess glycogen, on top of the extra sodium, so that you're holding more water, you'll feel like you've put on a load of weight and you'll feel horrible about it. What I would offer is you don't get really lean and really shredded or really ripped or lose 3 or 4 dress sizes in a week. You're not going to do the reverse of that. You're not going to get fat and horrible and add 3 or 4 dress sizes or add 4 or 5 jean sizes in a week. You'll feel like you have and you'll feel terrible for it because of the sodium, because of the extra sugar, because of too much glycogen, because of the dopamine resistance, but you actually physically and physiologically and hormonally won't have done that. It's just that you'll feel terrible for it. So my biggest advice would be to try and implement the tips from this episode with the nutrition strategy, the 80-20, 90-10, and then training fasted every morning. You know, I spoke about training fasted at home. Some of you are going to be beside a gym, so you're still going to be able to keep your gym routine. I'm only offering the home workouts for people that either go home to their families or don't have access to the gym over the Christmas period, but there's nothing to stop you going to the gym fasted. If I was in town and I wasn't an hour from the gym, when I stayed out with my mum and dad, I would probably just go to the gym in the morning fasted. Like, I remember two Christmases ago, I was using our GA clubhouse as my gym instead of doing the workouts at home. And I was just going fasted every morning. And I found that got me back on track. That also kept me, it stopped me from getting dopamine and serotonin resistant as well, because I was getting that dopamine hit from training. And it was allowing me to stick with normal foods until a certain period of time, so that I wasn't just reaching for chocolate first thing the next day, because that happens. Like, I find that if I have a load of, I have a sweet tooth, like I have a sweet tooth that rivals a 14-year-old hormonal girl, like, but it's been so much better over the last 6 months since I fixed my nutrition and pulled processed foods and added in organic stevia and did all the other tips that I use in my online program. It massively supported me. I've actually had no cravings or no issues over the last 6 months. But up to that point, and up to last year even, I would have had a really bad sweet tooth. And I still have, and I still control it, but it's nowhere near the physiological cravings that I used to get. So I understand people that get that. But I also know my own body that if I have a lot of sugary foods on a Monday night and I plan to train on the Tuesday and I skip it, I find by 1 p.m. I'm reaching towards those sugary foods again. So the training tends to give me a little bit of a dopamine hit and tends to keep me on track so that I can at least go till 6, 7, 8 p.m. before I have any of those foods again. That it tends to be a bit of a balancing act over the Christmas, but I find that that works really well for me. So try implementing those tips and hopefully that will help loads. Okay, screenshot question. Brian, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Home Alone. Like, every single time it's gotta be. And I'm a Home Alone 2 guy. I know I'm gonna split a room with that because people are like, no, Home Alone 1. It tends to be whatever one you've seen first. I saw Home Alone 2 first when I was a kid, and I love New York City. Like, it's my favorite city in the world. I watched Home Alone there recently with Holly, and she loved it, which is amazing because she's, you know, 1.5, and she sat down and really watched the whole film with me. So it shows how early that film grabs you. But that's my favorite Christmas movie, even though I love Elf as well with Will Ferrell, and there's loads of different Christmas movies that I love, but definitely Home Alone is my favorite one. Another screenshot. Hey Brian, do you recommend, what will I do over the Christmas period? I plan to go out drinking on Christmas Eve, Stephen's Day, and New Year's Eve. They're pretty big sessions. What can I do? Okay, they tend to be the three biggest days over the Christmas. Christmas Eve, I know a lot of people go out to their like local pubs, or some places go out, you know, I actually know a nightclub that opens on Christmas Eve, and it tends to be pretty big. And Boxing Day, Stephen's Day is a huge day out because people either play football or go watch the football during the day if you're guys, or girls tend to have, you'll go to different parties and things during the day and then go out at night. And then New Year's Eve, it can be a combination of everything. So my advice for those days would be the biggest, where you feel that you're going to let yourself down, and I know this from personal experience, is the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Stephen's Day period, because they're the 3 days where you're just excessive food and excessive drink back to back to back. So what I generally offer to people, and this has worked amazingly well for me, because sometimes you feel so horrible by Stephen's Day and Boxing Day because you've eaten so much food the day before that doing something Stephen's Day tends to really help you. So what I normally do is, my training regimen over the last 3-4 years, and this has worked amazingly well for me, is I train on Christmas Eve. I'll do a really, really hard session on Christmas Eve. So either a high intensity session at home, or if I can get to a gym or get somewhere where I have weights and equipment, or my GA clubhouse, I'll do like a leg session on the Christmas Eve. I'll take Christmas Day off because, you know, life is about balance. Largely, Christmas Day is a family day. I don't do any training on those days. I'll eat my food knowing that I've done my hardest session the day before. And then Stephen's Day come and I will do my training session first thing in the morning. And I normally do my second hardest workout. So for me, it normally looks like legs on a Christmas Eve and some form of a Metcon or high intensity workout on the Stevens's day, and then I tend to go out that night. And if I'm out that night and I've been drinking, I'll either do, if I'm able, I'll do a fasted run first thing in the morning, the day after Stevens's day, and then I'll try and get back on my nutrition plan. The reality is, it's not the alcohol that's going to completely set you back over the Christmas. As I said, I have a love-hate relationship with alcohol and its effects on your fat loss and muscle building. Your body will not burn body fat while there's alcohol in its system. It'll need to detoxify itself first, and then it'll go back to normal routine. But it will also go to the front of the queue as an energy source. So when you feel like you're sweating alcohol the day after a night out and you go for a run or a gym session or you have a match or you've whatever it is, and you feel like you're sweating alcohol, that's because you literally are. Your body has moved out to the front of the queue as its energy source, and your body's using that as an energy source. So that's why it feels like you're sweating it out through your pores. So I generally find a fasted run the next morning, even if you're still kind of drunk, which I find some mornings I am, it tends to help get me back on track faster. And I also find I'm not reaching for shitty foods first thing in the morning then. So over that Christmas period, your Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Stevens's Day, that's what I would advise you do. And the next day, do a fasted run. And then Christmas Eve and New Year's Day, apply the same principle. Do a hard workout on New Year's Eve and then try and do a fasted run New Year's Day. Or take it off if you really need to take the day off and get back on track the following day. I think the second falls on a Monday this year. So take the Sunday off on New Year's Day and then get back on track with the program on the Monday. I know my online program starts on the 2nd of January. So I'm going to have everybody that's already signed up to that. You guys, we're going to be crushing it from the 2nd of January. So you'll have your New Year's Eve, you'll have your New Year's Day, and then we'll be cracking straight into it on the Monday on the 2nd of January. So looking forward to getting you all up and running. But that's my advice that I would do over the Christmas period. It's very similar to what I'm doing myself. So hopefully it works for you as well. So I want to say a massive thank you to everybody. That's everything from the Damage Limitation episode. So hopefully you all have a great Christmas period and you're balanced in the time you come to January, that you at least didn't go overboard during the Christmas period. And I know I've been on both sides of it. I've been on the side where I've overdone it. I've been on sides where I've balanced out, and I've been on sides where I've overdone the training. And I find that the balanced side of things over the Christmas period has always worked best for me. So a massive thank you to everyone that sent in the questions. If you're not following me on Snapchat, BrianK019, make sure to follow me on there. All the questions from the podcast come in on the Snapchat, and I open it up during the week where people can ask me questions back and forth for Q&A. For more information on me, you can check out my blog or sign up to my newsletter on www.briankeenfitness.com. And if you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube is all Brian Keen Fitness. Massive thank you to Cullum over at Voxonic for putting together the podcast episode. Cullum uploads and edits all my podcast episodes, so thank you so much for that, Cullum. I hope everyone has an amazing Christmas. Enjoy your food, enjoy your drinks, enjoy your training, and go have a great one.